Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the gadgets, gizmos, and generative models that make our digital hearts sing. I'm Alex, your resident code whisperer.
And I'm Jamie, ordinary human, extraordinary question asker, and absolutely here for any technology named after fruit. Nano banana, anyone?
Oh, buckle up, Jamie. Today's episode is all about Google's latest AI drops, Nano Banana 2 Lite and Gemini Omni Flash. Both shipped to developers on June 30th, 2026. And yes, one is actually called Nano Banana. No monkeys required.
Wait, so two big models in one day? Is this Google's version of a BOGO sale?
Only if your idea of a sale is, here's more APIs to call. But yeah, they ship them together. Nano Banana 2 Lite is the new ultra-fast, ultra-cheap image generation model, while Gemini Omni Flash is all about turning still images into short, editable video clips. We're talking generative image and video, super accessible for devs.
Okay, rapid fire. Why is everyone talking about Nano Banana 2 Lite? Did the original Nano Banana go brown?
Not exactly brown, but it's being replaced. Nano Banana 2 Lite is Google's new entry-level image model. It's cheaper and faster than the OG Nano Banana. Think of it as the efficiency specialist. Designed for high-volume, real-time use cases, it'll whip out a standard 1K image in just a few seconds and is perfect for drafts, rapid edits, or anywhere latency matters.
So it's the fast food version of image generation? No frills, but you get your image before your coffee's done brewing.
Pretty much. But there's a catch. It only does 1K resolution, so if you want something in 2K or 4K, you'll need to pay up for Nano Banana 2 or Nano Banana Pro. But for quick interactive stuff, Lite is the new go-to.
And what's the damage to my wallet?
For developers, it's Mo 336 per image at 1K resolution. If you batch your requests, think 50 images or more, it drops to 168 cents per image. That's actually cheaper than the original Nano Banana. Google's pitching this as a swap it in, save money, move on upgrade.
I'm sensing a but coming.
Oh, you know me too well. The latency numbers are a little fuzzy. Google's announcement says it does text-to-image in 4 seconds, but the model's own docs claim sub-2-second end-to-end latency. Both official sources, both published the same day. So let's call it a few seconds until Google sorts out their stopwatch.
Naming confusion aside, is it just me or does Google love making their model lineup sound like a produce aisle? There's Nano Banana, Nano Banana 2, Nano Banana Pro, and now Nano Banana 2 Lite.
I'm just waiting for Nano Banana Zero Sugar. But yeah, it's a whole family now. Quick rundown. Nano Banana 2 Lite is the entry-level, speedy draft maker. Nano Banana 2 is your balanced, mid-tier model. It can go up to 4K, does search-grounded images, and handles bigger prompts. And then there's Pro, which is obviously the professional, high-accuracy tier.
And all these bananas carry Google's SynthID watermark, right? Gotta have that invisible AI-made label on your images.
Exactly. Plus, C2PA content credentials for even more transparency. It's banana but verified.
All right, let's peel away from images, see what I did there, and talk about Gemini Omni Flash. This one's all about video, right?
Nailed it. Gemini Omni Flash is Google's new multimodal video model. First previewed at Google I/O in May, but as of June 30th, developers can finally get their hands on it via the Gemini API and Google AI Studio.
Wait, multimodal? That's tech speak for takes in more than one kind of input, right?
Exactly. You can feed it text, images, even video snippets, though heads up, no audio references yet. The magic here is that you can generate a video, then send in a follow-up prompt, like make the violin invisible. The model edits the video while keeping everything else the same. It remembers the previous interaction, so you're not re-uploading video over and over.
That's wild. So it's like having an AI video editor who never sleeps and doesn't complain about rendering times?
Pretty much. But as always, some fine print. Currently, you're capped at 10-second clips, only 720p resolution, and video references longer than 3 seconds don't really work yet. Also, editing uploaded videos is off-limits in Europe, Switzerland, and the UK for now.
So if I want an AI to make my cat play the drums, I'd better keep the clip short and snappy.
Exactly. And every generated video comes with an invisible SynthID watermark, so no passing off that drumming cat as pure cinema verite.
Let's talk pricing. Are we talking indie dev can afford this, or sell your kidney territory?
For Gemini Omni Flash, you're looking at $1.50 per million input tokens and $17.50 per million output tokens for video, which works out to about 10 cents per second of 720p video. That's the same rate as Google's Veo 3.1 fast model. So, manageable for most devs, but you might want to budget before making your next feature film.
Yeah, no AI-generated Lord of the Rings trilogy yet.
Maybe next year.
All right, let's get nerdy. How do you actually call these models? Can I just copy-paste the same code for both?
Good question. Nano Banana 2 Lite uses the classic generate content method, just like the other Nano Banana models. Swap in the new Lite model ID, and you're good. But Gemini OmniFlash is a diva. It only works with the newer Interactions API. No generate content here, so you'll need to update your scripts. Google's docs have example code for both, but just don't mix them up, or you'll get some very confused error messages.
In other words, double-check the docs before your code banana's out.
I see what you did there.
I'll be here all week.
Quick recap. Nano Banana 2 Lite is your go-to for fast, cheap, lower-res image generation. Gemini OmniFlash is your ticket to short, editable AI video, now finally open to devs. Both have some quirks, but they're a big leap for accessible generative media.
And if you're a developer, you can start playing with both today via the Gemini API or Google AI Studio. Just remember to read the fine print and keep your bananas straight.
That's it for this episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, Nerd Fam. If you enjoyed the show, drop us a review, share with a friend, and let us know what you're building with all this new AI power.
And don't forget, if your code ever throws a banana not found error, you heard it here first.
Stay curious, keep coding, and we'll catch you next time.